When it comes to the Shimon and Levi and the Birchas Yaakov, they seem to get the hard end of the stick because they pretty much get a real whiplash from Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is very upset at them for their activities with Mechiras Yosef, their activities with destroying the city of Shechem, their future activities of Maisa Zimri, which is from Shimon, and Maisa Koirach, which is from Levi. In the words of Yaakov Avinu, "Besoidem al tovei nafshi bekolam al teichat kvoidi," that he pretty much curses out their anger, ordered apam ki oz, and he says, "Achalkein bi Yaakov, afitzein bi Yisrael," which I will divide them up in Yaakov. Basically, that Shevet Levi and Shimon are going to be divided up, like Rashi explains, that the Bnei Shimon are going to be teachers, Melamdim, which are going to, and Soifrim, and they're going to be spread out, and they're going to be poor and having to go around. And Shevet Levi is also going to be in the Beis HaMikdash. They're going to have to get through Mesa Maestris. There has to be a certain division between the Shimon and Levi, which that also comes from Alpisoid. There's a very, very famous Vart of Reb Levik, the Rebbe's father, regarding Shimon and Levi, where he says that you do not find by Yitzchok that Hashem calls him his name twice in a row. By Avram Avinu you have Avram, Avram. By Yaakov Avinu, Vayomer Yaakov, Yaakov, Vayomer Hineini, you have the concept that the Eibishter calls Avram's name twice. The Eibishter calls Yaakov Avinu's name twice. But Yitzchok is never called twice. Yitzchok, Yitzchok. The same thing we find by the names of the Eibishter. By Shane Kale, we have twice, Kaili, Kaili, Lama Zavtoni, Hashem, Hashem, Keorachum V'chanon, twice the name of the Eibishter in a row, but Shem Elekim somehow is never said twice in a row. And the answer is that the Shem Yitzchok is the Gvura. We know that Avram is Chesed, Yitzchok is Gvura, Yaakov is Teferes. The Shem Elikim is Din and Gvura, and therefore they cannot be two in a row. It would be too much Gvura. Yitzchok, Yitzchok would be too much. Elikim, Elikim would be too much. And the same is true with Shimon and Levi. The Shimon and Levi have to be separated, have to be spread apart, because too much Gvura, Shimon and Levi are both representatives of Gvura, too much Gvura cannot come together in one place. But there actually is, according to some of the Mefarshim, a very, very deep Mashiach message in the Birchas Yaakov. He is not just cursing them out, which according to some Mefarshim, like the Kedushas Levi, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak or Barditchev, he brings down from the Ramban that even in the Birchas Yaakov, Yaakov Avinu is hinting that he's upset at what Shevet Levi is going to do many years later. We know that the Chashmonoim were from Shevet Levi, they were Kehanim, and they were big tzaddikim. But there was one mistake that the Beis Chashmonoi did, was they took the Malucha for themselves. The Malucha is supposed to be for the Shevet Yehuda. And as it's brought down, we say, Kvoid Malchuscha, that Kvoid is connected to Malchus. Al Teichat Kvoid, he's very upset that Shevet Levi will take the Malchus away from Yehuda. But there really is also a very fascinating, positive message of Geula in this seemingly negative Oror Apam. As we know that inside the seemingly negative statements of Tzadikim, there's also great positive. as we know the story of the Mittler Rebbe, when he fainted, when he heard the klolis not being read by his father, the Alter Rebbe, they asked him why. He said, I heard so many negative klolis, curses, for Klal Yisrael. He said, but you hear them every year. He says, no, when the tat delein, terech nishken klolis, when my father is speaking, we don't hear the klolis. And on a deeper level, when you deher that the Eibishter is a tata, when you deher that the Eibishter is our father, then you don't see the negatives, you only see the ava. But I saw this vort, there's a sefer called Avram Anoichi. And he explains on the words Oror Apam. Listen to this very, very geshmake pshat. The Medrash says that there were three nations that they're so klipadik that we were not allowed to get involved with their lands. What were those three nations? Moav, Edom, and Plishtim. These are very, very strong Tumadik nations, and they were not given to us. Says the Medrash, La'osid lavay osid HaKadosh Baruch Hu latidem liYisrael. When Mashiach comes, the Eibishter will allow us to get these lands, Lareshes Oisam Ves Artsam, to inherit them and their lands themselves. Why? What were so bad about these nations? These nations were Shotuf, they were in Gantz and Arangeton, totally immersed in Klipa. They also were big Kishuf Machers, they were witchcraft, they were very involved in a lot of negative Tuma sources. And therefore, they would literally draw the Yidden in to their Tumah, and they would kill the Yidden because of the Chatoyim the Yidden did. However, when Mashiach comes, that the Kedusha will be strong, and therefore, all the Klippa forces are going to be destroyed, the forces Lamaila and the forces Lamata. So therefore, we're going to be able to inherit their lands as well. He says, if you think about it, the word apam, we said, order apam ki oz. Cursed is their anger because it's very strong. The word apam is Rosh Tevis of these three lands. Edoim, Plishtim, Moav. The three lands that we were not able to inherit in the times of Golos are nirmaz, are hidden in the words apam. And we're saying that Yidden cannot go there. Vevrosim ki koshos, it's very, very shver. In the time of Golos, we cannot have access to apam. These nations, which cause great anger by the Eibishter, Edoim, Moav, and Plishtim, we can't have a shayiches to them. However, lasid lavoi, we say, achal kein biyakev. Achakim biyakev literally means that the Eibishter is going to take Shimon and Levi and divide them up. But if you take it a step deeper, Achakim biyakev is referring to those three lands, which nowadays they are not under the jurisdiction of Bnei Yisrael. Yidden never were able to conquer them. However, when Mashiach comes, Achakim biyakev afitzim biYisrael, the Yidden are going to be able to inherit even lands which were until now forbidden. We're going to be able to inherit. Which it's fascinating that this is brought out specifically in the Brochus to Shevet, Shimon and Levi. We know that Shevet Levi does not have a chelek in Eretz Yisrael. And the reason is because they are supposed to be devoted to the Eibishter, devoted to the Beis HaMikdash, and anyone that's involved in Gashmias takes away from their spiritual dedication and devotion. Not because they're bad, but because you get a certain balabatish hanochis. V'das balabatim hepech das toira. The Levim have to be completely immersed in Kedusha. However, it says that la'asid lavi, the Eibishter is going to split Eretz Yisrael into 13 chalokim. And according to one of the opinions, Shevet Levi is going to get a chelek la'asid lavi. And the question is, first of all, doesn't it say that you're not allowed to, halachically? But also according to Ashkofa, how does it fit that Shevet Levi, in the time of Mashiach, when we're going to need more spiritual uplifting, then they're going to be able to have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael? So the answer is that they are going to have a chelik in the three lands which until now were usur. Like on Derech we spoke about these three lands, the lands of Keni, Knizi, and Kadmoini, which included them is Moav, etc. That the isur of Bnei Levi is to have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. But in Eivar Yarden, the parts which were never conquered, those lands, the Shevet Levi is going to be able to have a chelik. Aye, what about their involvement in Olam Hazeh? Well, that only applies Bizman Hazeh, in the time of Golos, even in times of the Beis HaMikdash, until the Geula. Any involvement in Olam Hazeh, at the end of the day, takes away from your involvement in Kedusha. Because Olam Hazeh is still a lower level than Ruchnius. Gashmius and Ruchnius are polar opposites. When Mashiach comes, where it's going to be Umola Oretz Deyes Hashem, when the world is going to be completely full with the knowledge of the Eibishter, V'ro Kol Basar Yachtov Kipi Avaya Diber, that the Fleishik HaOigin, which also represents Olam Hazeh, is going to be so sensitive to Inyonim Ruchnium, that it says that when you're going to, someone's going to Chas V'Sholem think to pull a fruit off a tree on Shabbos, it's going to scream out, Shabbos today. You know, there's going to be, the world is going to be on a highly spiritual sensitive level. Thus, Shevet Levi having a chelek in Olam Hazeh is no longer a stira, because the Olam Hazeh of Yemais HaMashiach is an elevated Olam Hazeh. The Olam Hazeh of Yemais HaMashiach is an Olam Hazeh which screams out, Einoid Movadei. And thus, even the lands which until now we were not able to conquer, like Edom, Moav, Plishtim, Keni, Knizi, and Kadmoini, these lands which were separate, so to speak, from the Kedusha of the Eibishter, when Mashiach comes, when Mashiach comes and we're going to be able to see and feel Elikus, even in Olam Hazeh, we will be able to have Chelek in Eretz Yisrael.